music, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, there was no sound. They're cheering for you. Reason why they're cheering is because of our guests that we have here. Of course, we have Jason and Renee, like that. Clemence. Yeah. No, see, it's
It's Clemence, not Clemence.
That's famous it is.
Yeah.
You've all have been on the show before. People loved you. Everyone wanted more and more and more. And
I never
finally
got to see it.
You're the only person that didn't see it.
Yeah. I know. Where were you?
Whole world knows about you, man. Just nobody knows
you're famous.
You.
That's good. Shh, don't get my address out.
Yeah, Mitch is here this time. The co-host is actually here for the show, so we're going to roll right into it because we have a lot of questions to ask. And we are at the hashtag 2025 MS Fish Camp, and so we're pretty excited about being here, and you're here. And actually, you were at the Lake of the Ozarks event that we had earlier this year, and you know you're. I mean, all I can say, very popular people, and so, you know, we want you back on the show, and here you are.
I know. Well, that's great. So I appreciate you having us.
Mitch said he wanted the first question because he didn't get no questions last time, so fire away, Mitch.
I'd like to know the exact location of where you're catching all those crappie first thing in the morning in the fog.
Lake Washington.
In the middle?
Exact location.
In the water.
You know, like geographical pinpoint.
Oh, my hummingbird's out there on the boat.
Oh, the one I took the cart out of?
Yeah.
That's your boat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know. That's why I saw you out there. I know what you're
doing. Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Now it's time to get a wrap.
Yeah.
That's right.
New boat newness is over with. They already know.
Dude, you don't have to have your boat wrapped for everybody to know who's in it.
No, it's not
our
that.
Names are on the side of it.
No, and you don't even need that.
Well, it's not that. See, like,
listen. We know where you're at.
Are you that loud, Renee?
That's you that they can hear talking all day.
Tone it down. Tone it down.
She gets all excited when she catches them little fish. I mean, I don't know.
Well, all I know is I saw two people that are trying to bang the same fish today over and over.
Hey, who got the bigger fish?
And someone's
today?
Scaring them off.
That's all she does. She don't want me to catch. Like, she caught she said, I got the biggest fish today. She said, so, you're not hitting that tail.
Boom.
I know.
She hit that tail.
Did you see her pushing on my foot, making the screen go away where she couldn't see the fish?
I saw a lot of double dipping, kind of a strange double dipping.
I
was like, no wonder you have a tough time catching crappie in the tournament because you got one lure on this side, one lure on that side of the fish. Unless the fish has two heads,
he's like, I'm cornered.
Well, he's got two eyeballs. He's got one a lure in each eye. He don't know which one to bite.
It was like that. Yeah. Would it not? One fish went this way, and then he went back this way. He didn't know what bait to hit.
Well, you've caught how many big ones through the year? So it's my turn. So
I caught one that you missed today. The two of you missed one. I come in there behind you. That sucker was cross-eyed as blue, man.
I bet he was. He's probably like one of them deer that have that EA, whatever. And just sit there and spin circles. whatever.
So something that you caught fish on today, we want to talk a little bit because we're always talking about trying to educate anglers and catch more fish, is the jigs that you are using. So talk a bit about the jigs you're using and why you switched lure colors a couple times during the day. And then Mitch will, ask you a couple questions after that.
Wow,
he wasn't in the boat, but tell us about what did I end up naming them? JF.
Yeah, JK, because I almost said he's trying to call me Jack Kennedy. No, I'm just
because you're the
JK.
No, yeah, like the assassin.
Yeah,
the assassin.
Yeah,
tell us. No, there's already somebody called that.
Oh, well, I didn't say that was your name.
Tell us about the jigs and how you came up with using them, and that's part of your success that you actually been having the last few days.
Well, yeah, we research the lakes. Of course, everybody researches the lake. Oh, which I fished here a bunch, but I haven't fished here since what, 2 years?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, before you know all this, you know what, fish were being beat up and all this and that went on, and they quit having crappie tournaments here. And, you know, as far as state tournaments or whatever. And I kind of missed the lake, and when I figured out we were coming here, I was like, okay, so I got to brush back up on them. You know, this lake is funny. Like, I fish this lake a lot at the first part of, you know, fishing tournaments.
Right.
And it's a tough lake. And I learned a lot about when I was fishing tournaments, the stuff you should do. And, you know, if you get in certain, like, 60 boats on this lake.
Right.
Ooh. You better cut everything off on your boat.
Uh-huh.
That means your hummingbird, anything that ticks.
Right.
You better cut it off because they go straight to the bottom. And that's before live scope, though.
Uh-huh.
Live scopes, you can actually see them, but it don't mean you can catch them, I promise you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so I started tying, you know, I tie my own jigs. Everybody knows that.
Right.
It's either watch a podcast or anything.
Right.
So to come up with the colors, she researched a bunch of stuff, like what's the best colors for this type of month. So there's probably 100 different colors.
Right.
You know, and then so we go through and we pick. And then when she says some of them, it's just a normal Mississippi color. You know, Cajun cricket, you know.
Grenada gold,
Vegas, you know, it's just typical colors for Mississippi waters. I mean, you can go to Ross Barnett or any lake in the state of Mississippi, and probably lake outside the state of Mississippi, anything muddy water.
Orange and chartreuse.
And chartreuse. I mean, you know, just or white and red or just anything. So monkey milk's probably one of the top number one colors I say for Mississippi, you know, and for where, you know, where I usually fish. And so I tied a few monkey milks, and I come across some new stuff from Hoagie,
right?
And he showed me some stuff, and I like it because it's different, and I think that's what a lot of people don't think about. You know, everybody goes and buys the same colors, the same everything.
Right.
And then fish see that all the time. That's what I feel like. I might be wrong. But, you know, fish see that all the time and
get educated.
They just see it and they're not like interested in it no more, you know? It's almost like when we did NCL over there and figured out that, you know, I'm using a 30-second hair jig, you know, Great Ghost, whatever you want to call it. You know, everybody calls it different stuff.
Right.
But jigs ain't that big. So I put a medium minnow on the back of it. They'd nose up at it and leave it. Well, I'd lost my minnow, and I just yelled at her, hey, give me a minnow. Hurry up, big fish. We was in the middle of the tournament. It was like, you know, first day, first morning, and I still hadn't a pat. Didn't even have a pattern put together on my home lake. You know, it's kind of sad to me. You know what I mean? But she just handed me a minnow, and they were mixed minnows, and that minnow was like that big. And I didn't pay no attention when she handed it to me, and I put it on there, and I was like, when I was swinging it out, it's when I saw it. And I was like, man, here we go.
Bluegill fishing.
You might as well give me another minnow. I don't think it's going to. And as soon as that minnow got in front of that, bam, you know, 2.5-pound fish.
Yep.
They wouldn't bite all morning, but that one little minnow made them. So the rest of the day, I used them little bitty minnows, and we wore them out. And we ended up placing second place and first place male and female. And
that's right.
I mean, that's the only thing that helped us out, just that instant right there, figuring that out. You're supposed to really figure it out during pre-fishing, but you know how that works.
Sometimes you
– I usually catch all my good fish during pre-fish, can't catch nothing.
And we like to take whatever color jig that we've seen from whatever lake and kind of mix it up, put our own colors to it.
I just like that color.
Purple
today.
And yellow.
Look, I threw that together last night at like 11
purple
o'clock.
Purple and yellow?
No, it was purple. Was it purple?
It was
purple,
kind of a blue. White and had purple inside. A little purple.
Yeah, I put purple, hot pink.
Mm-hmm. That white rubber.
And the blue. Yeah.
It's kind of like LSU got drunk.
Yeah, a couple football teams.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what. Today when she dropped it in for the first time she used it, because she's always like, tie me some pretty colors. I'm like, okay, just to, you know, and I'm like, she says, put some crazy legs on there. That's her. I'm like, crazy legs, yeah. All that is off of, you know, the skirts off like spinner baits and stuff, right. Just like chartreuse or any color that matches the jig. I'll throw two of them on while he sticks out, and them her crazy legs, you know.
Yeah.
That's whatever makes her happy.
Pretty fitting. You know?
That's a safe play.
If you want me to take 10 minutes out of my time to tie you a jig that looks like it wouldn't catch
Now,
you went today. You went back to a red and a white one today, though. Why did you go to that? Was that one you had caught fish? No, was that one you had caught fish on a different reservoir?
Nope.
No, that was one you had tied.
Or yeah, at home.
But it was the opposite direct. It was the opposite way.
At home, it was opposite.
Instead of a white body and red tail, it was actually a red body and white tail.
Oh, and I didn't have anything look at it today.
Yeah, so that didn't really pay off.
That's when I went to the pretty one.
She went to the one I tied last night, and as soon as she dropped it in, it was like she put it by that fish. That fish come. On a screen, it was, you know, probably that far away, but it was probably really about that far
I forgot your competition's right over there, so maybe I shouldn't say what you were catching them on. Notice how the cowboy, cowboy always seems to come around when you're talking about fishing.
He's a lurker.
That cowboy, that Craig Nichols, not to mention him, but.
He's just probably sitting there thinking, this guy right here talking a bunch of stupid stuff. I wouldn't listen to him for nothing. That's what I would do if I was sitting over there. I mean, he's already famous, you know. I told him.
Hey, are you going to wear chaps? Can we ever see that in your future? Wear some of those cowboy chaps?
Like you ever, ever.
Yes.
Yes? Get him some red ones.
You don't have to. So when we got married, her mama like played jokes. Cause I had a Harley at the time.
Yeah.
But I got rid of it. Her mama found a picture on the internet, and it's this guy standing on top of his Harley and some chaps with a cape on it. And she sent it to everybody in the family. She said, "This is Renee's new husband."
Put it on. It was on his fishing page, too.
Wow. Yeah, she posted on my fishing page. Don't do that. Don't post it on my fishing page. Hey,
you know you can get AI to recreate that for you now and make it look real.
Thank you. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her.
I get that.
He's like, man, she'll do it.
You need someone to help you instead of Renee. Renee seems to get all the help, and she's just the net person.
I know.
Right? So, I mean, let's put this in perspective.
If I could take this, I would say it right now, but, you know, we're on podcast, and I'm not saying what I'm thinking.
Children are
I learned
watching.
That.
Children are watching.
That's good.
I learned that. I learned that.
Yeah.
From special people.
Okay.
But but anyways, back to the fishing.
Back to the net part. Back
you know,
to the
and
net.
Not to the people all throwing me under the bus, you know. I understand. It's okay.
It's hard to get the chaps part out of your head, but I sure would like to try.
I'll send y'all that picture.
You know what?
Nah, that's all right. I'm good.
You need to make a crankbait that's called chaps.
I got, what's his name at the last one? I got a jig mate after him, Stacy.
Oh, yeah, oh, Stacey, yeah. Anthony
yeah.
Owens.
Yeah, Anthony Owens.
Yeah, like, yeah Anthony yeah, Owens.
Because he had Stacy on his boat.
Yeah, because that's what was on his boat.
Yeah,
and,
I said, what's up, Stacy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thought that was his name. What's his guide service called?
Ripping Lips Guide Service.
I can't remember what I said, but it's also not available on this radio. But
I'm so proud of you right now.
Aren't you?
I am.
First time I ever heard that.
Y'all get a room, all right?
Oh, I do.
We did. We got two beds. some space.
Two beds. It's like Ozzy and Harriet. You know, they go in the room and one sleeps in one sleeps in the other.
I mean, I saw when I was growing up, my granddaddy and grandmother, that's what they did. One had one bedroom, one had the other bedroom. Uh-huh. I never understood why, though. And then I figured it out when I got older.
Yeah, they seen their grandson. They're like, "Hey, we don't need to cause this no more."
Let's talk about the challenge. Let's talk about the challenge of fishing as a husband-wife team. Of course, we want to reiterate that you are not just a husband-wife team. You are actually the winners of the Ross Barnett National Crappie League Tournament as the male-female duo, you know, combination for that. And so tell us, what do you think the biggest challenge is, Renee, for fishing with your spouse in this case? That's husband. Kind of break it down. Yeah.
Not killing him.
Yeah, not pushing him in the water.
Yeah.
trying to figure out the teamwork on the water, off the water. And, of course, the dynamics are different for both. But then trying to kind of keep it together with, okay, we're on the water. He knows what he's doing. I'm learning.
Right.
For the most part.
Okay, so the reason why you can't see that.
First time y'all would hear that too.
You could see this on TV, but he was kind of shocked. Like when I got in your boat the first time, we're filming for a TV. You talked about bringing her along and this journey as being together and being this journey and fishing these tournaments. Tell us a little bit about that, because actually that's, you brought her along to not just another pretty face in your boat.
I was the only pretty.
Do you have to calculate that?
No, two I was thinking, in the boat? I think about where I was going to go with that.
I was the only pretty face in your boat.
Yeah, it's, I actually had the same idea, Craig, you know, Cowboy. With a net person, I just wanted one to actually look better. Like, you know, it was female.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know,
look
better. So if I,
you know,
that's why I win more than he does,
because
I can stay focused. I don't have somebody pretty in the boat.
But see, yeah, you're better than me. I forgot. No, but I didn't mean it like that. I meant like, you know, you're more popular than I. Like, people like you. Don't nobody like me. That's why she's here.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
So when you start sending us some notes and stuff about the show, make sure you give Jason a lot of love.
I'm just kidding.
It's obviously...
Share
my personal pages with him.
But all jokes aside, no, seriously, that's like today. You know, we let you off the boat, and then we went down through there.
Right.
And then she bust out a 207 and another 2-pound fish, and I'm like, you know, and that's fine. But then I get to mine. Here we go again for, like, when you're on the boat.
Right.
I get to mine. Like, I'm like, okay, you caught them 2 fish. I'm going to drop on it. I 30 foot out. I said, all right, it's coming straight at me. I drop in on it. Here she comes.
Yeah, come sneaking down. He'd be right there.
Trying to steal the fish. And her first excuse, like, all the time is, you've caught plenty of big fish. Well, yeah, that is the case. And, you know, we all catch big fish. We, you know.
Right.
If you fish enough, you're going to catch big fish.
That's right.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, so it's not the fact that I'm going to, that I just, want to die to catch new fish. To me, it's more like practice. See, I've been trying to explain to her, like, when you get on a big fish and you drop on it, you try to figure, like in our minds, tournament guys' minds, professionals, right, you try to figure out what's the best technique to get them to bite when they're not biting.
Uh-huh.
So you're concentrating so much, and then when you have, you know, Miss Renee,
I would get bored with it quick and move on to the
bow,
next one.
And they just leave your stuff, and you know, you've had it there for 2 minutes, and she drops it in there, and it's like, boom.
She did bounce on a couple, and they did scurry.
Yeah. So and
she was smiling, I think.
You know, to me, I'm practicing. To her, I'm just wanting to catch another big fish, and it's not really like that.
Well, I think it's because sometimes he'll chase one for 10 minutes. It's not a tournament. I'm like, okay, we're just out here fishing, having a good time. Like, move on to the next one.
With that note, we move on to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by... by friends and families, and keeping families and friends and weddings and marriages and couples together. Good. So that's where we leave that. But Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, is sponsored. What am I going? I'm going somewhere here. Mitch is here. I was going to throw him under the bus.
I think I got it from here. We sell fishing tackle, and we sell a lot of different colors of a lot of different jigs and a lot of different combinations of sizes and colors and lengths and widths, but we don't sell chaps.
There we go.
You want to catch more and bigger fish? Check out our website for fishing tackle.
PicoLures.com. If they want to find out more about, I'm going to say Jason and Renee, where would they go?
I put you
first.
Thank you.
You see?
It's here almost. Tear to...
tear coming.
Yeah, I felt it, but then it went away.
Yeah.
So
I had feelings once, too. I carterized them and sent them home.
I just let them roll off the back, you know, kind of like some, you know, just let it roll.
So if they want to find out more about Jason,
I mean, you can go to Jason Clements Fishing. You can go to Renee Clements. You can go to TikTok. I got fishing stuff on my TikTok.
That's what you do.
So
there you go.
Or watch us on your podcast.
There you go. Watch them on podcast. You never know where they'll be and when they'll be published on something somewhere. But
no, TV. We hope to. Like, I'm trying to make it to where we go to you follow.
Okay.
Never fished it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would
Let's hope so. All right. So, like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.